I try to give to you a picture about the Estonian political landscape after the elections of the 6th March, as I am sure that it is the main in which are you interested. I disagree to some extent about the history of the Baltic political system presented here by Veiko, but I will put main attention what is the difference between political systems in Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia just now. Concerning the results of the last local elections in Lithuania, to my mind, it is a good demonstration that Lithuania had overcome to the system of the strong persons ahead the political parties, as before there was only Brazauskas list, now there is Tomaszewski's list, there is Zvokas list, Uspaskis list, etc. It means that some kind of warlords are ahead of the different political trends, and for Latvia it is now typical to have alliances of the political parties. And to compare the situation just now during last 5 days, in Estonia situation is very, very clear and very simple. We have now only 4 political parties represented in the parliament. And also the confrontation is very simple, as right, 2 right parties are in power and 2, let's say, left parties are in opposition. And now we must wait when the left forces are able to come to power, and the target was already proclaimed, Social Democratic Party of Estonia is ready to come to power in 2015. And so this topic, designing successful strategy for progressive political parties, is a very actual topic for us. But in fact, the perspectives are not so clear, because reminding shortly history of the political life in Estonia, since 1999, all time we had in power right-wing political coalitions. And even despite of quite difficult economic and financial situation, as in Latvia, in Lithuania, the people are leaving the country, unemployment rate is very high, there are a lot of young people who have don't have money to study in the universities, etc., etc. But when we are going to the elections, as rule, the right parties are the winning one. And one of the main results, maybe the last election, was that the Estonian right-wing government is practically the only one in all Europe, or let's say even in the capitalist world, which was in conditions of the financial economic crisis, etc., to succeed a very clear victory on elections, because they gained more seats than Plus they had in previous elections. And in such a situation, to elaborate a good, let's say, socially orientated election program is not quite easy task, and we did it, and we had an excellent program, but as a result, right-wing parties are more stronger. But at the same time, and it is also important to stress, that the gain of the Estonian Social Democratic Party was +9 seats. And in our situation, it is a significant success, because during the 1990s, Estonian Social Democratic Party demonstrated, let's say, unstable results, because at first they had 12 seats in parliament, then 6, after that newly 12, then newly 6, 10, and now 19. It means that during the last 3 elections, support of the Social Democratic Party had raised. And one reason how to explain it, and it is also important, that when in 1990s, Social Democratic Party prefer to take part in elections under the name of the moderates. But in this century, it is openly saying, yes, we are social democratic parties, and let's consider also this result of the Sunday's election. 19 seats, it was given directly to the social democratic party. So why it was used such a tactics that not to take part on the its own name, but to use something other. The role of the media in Estonian society is very high. And in fact, it is the fourth power in Estonian political life. At the beginning of this century, in 2001-2002, let's say there was started an open discussion that the Estonian society had already, thanks to the right-wing policy, divided into two. And there is the first Estonia, wealthy Estonia, and there is the second Estonia, let's say poor Estonia. And at one moment, our media moguls decided no more even talks about such a situation on division into two. And this topic was totally disappeared from the media. And as there was a head joining to NATO, joining to EU, now during the last 2 years, joining to the Eurozone, joining to the OECD, it was, let's say, normal from the part of the media to give about Estonia only the positive picture. It means that they all time were on the side of these right parties or on the side of the government. And just immediately after entering to the Eurozone, the leadership of our media, or leaders of our media, they changed their behavior. And what was very positive one, they saw something new in the new leader of the Social Democratic Party. They saw something new in very good slogan we started to use. We are now saying new beginning. And they now officially are declaring that in normal democratic society, the media must be partly on the side of opposition. And so before the elections, and just after the elections, our media is on the side of the Social Democratic Party. It is surprisingly for us, but it is a fact, and of course we must use this situation. The second important thing I want to say is that this important change to have instead of six parties, because in the previous parliament there was six parties represented, now are only four. It was obtained in situation when the participation in elections or turnout was practically the same. Only 25,000 people or voters more took part in these elections to compare the situation 4 years ago. And it means that only 61-62% of the Estonian population or potential voters are taking part in elections. More than one third are not taking part. And it is in fact a very serious problem when we are thinking about such a possibility that maybe there will be before the next election some new group or populist group formed, and it will trying to take initiative and to take part in the political struggle. In each case, we must solve this problem. But how to do it, we have not any concrete response. Leaders of the Social Democratic Parties, it is very easy to divide them into two groups. There are, let's say, historical leaders of the Social Democratic Party, such as Marju Lauristin. I hope that you all know here also Eiki Nestor, also Ivari Padar, but at the same time we are all time using the tactics which I am calling importing politicians like François Mitterrand. You know that in history of the French Socialist Party they needed a strong leader, and then it was invited from aside. And such type of leaders had also Estonian Social Democratic Party, first of all Andres Tarand, who was green, and now he also returned back to the Greens during this election campaign. The second was Toomas Hendrik Ilves,
became president,
also, and who turned to be the president. And we also used one man more, former Minister of Interior, Jüri Pihl. And after him, Sven Mikser was elected as the new leader of the Social Democratic Party. He was a former member of the Centre Party, which is also in Parliament and famous as a Savisaar party. But knowing well Mr. Smikser, he was one of the leaders of this social democratic trend among the ranks of the Centre Party. And so, making maybe some proposals, I want to say that it is important from the part of such organization as FES and other European umbrella organizations still invite to your seminars, conferences, etc., also representatives of the Estonian Centre Party, as I am repeating that there are enough persons who are in fact social democrats, but due to different reasons and very pragmatic decision, Centre Party, as you know, joined to the Liberal International and is not member of the Social Democratic Socialist International. But it must not influence our readiness to cooperate with them. Moreover, Centre Party and Social Democratic Party are in coalition in the Tallinn city government. In fact, the situation is that the Centre Party has a total majority. And we are taking part as a young partner because Centre Party or Savisaar is not interested to show that he is alone. He needs in some allies, and we already used this moment in 2009 when Social Democratic Party was expelled from the government, and thanks to this alliance of the Centre Party, we are still one of those parties who are in power. Because outside of the Tallinn, in regional level, just now Social Democrats are not heading any local governments. So support in the outside of Tallinn is not so significant as we in fact needed in it. And maybe the last remark, two remarks more about our future and our the possibilities. First of all, about the so-called Russian factor in Estonian policy making. There was a Russian political party represented in Estonian parliament since 1995 till 2003. After that, Russians are also sitting in our parliament, but as members of the other Estonian political parties. And now there are very prominent Russian politicians among the ranks of the Centre Party, but now the list of the parliamentarians from Social Democratic Party includes also very interesting young politician. He is a graduate from the London School of Economics. He is son of one of the transit oligarchs of Estonia, and he himself proposed to take part in campaign, and as a result he was elected, and he is representing this North-East Estonia, where population is mainly Russian speaking. And going from this fact on, last year there was an attempt of uniting two political parties. It means Social Democratic Party and the People's Union, more known as the party of the former president Arnold Rüütel, it's a countryside party. This joining was a failure, but majority of the young representatives of this party went over to the ranks of the Social Democrats. And so preparing just a campaign for these elections, we had two very good young politicians team to promote the campaign and to organize voters. One of them was, let's say, the old young Social Democrats. But the more important role was played by these rural People's Union, rural organizations representatives, because it is also known that young people from the countryside, they are more motivated. And they are more active. And we ourselves saw it, because in fact all the campaign was headed by them. They were newcomers in ranks of Social Democrats, but they did their work perfectly. And speaking about the forthcoming task, let's say we need also in a group of the young Russian speaking volunteers who will do the same work. They are now very active in the ranks of the Center Party, but I am sure as the Center Party itself is now in crisis, you may learn more about in the newspapers. There is some kind of open mutiny against Savisaar and no one knows how it will be end, but in each case we need more active and talented young Russian-speaking youth who I am sure will accept and already our slogans about education policy and about taxation policy when there was voting among the journalists which party had proposed the best slogans, they were favored by journalists. And so returning to the fact that I already declared, we did not supposedly enter to the government. We preferred to stay in opposition, but now media is on our side. And we are waiting at first for the elections of 2009. These are local elections. And not 2009, 2013. And we already are able to declare that our leader Sven Mikser will turn prime minister in 2015. And if we are looking on these figures, it is not so far for him to get the leading post in Estonian society. So I want to say that in Estonia now situation is from one side very clear. There are no problems who is who, and we are full of hopes that this trend, increasing of support of the Social Democratic Party, will go on. Thank you.